Blog Talk Radio.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. It's Dolly here. You've reached the Dolly McCarthy Show. I am your guest, Dolly McCarthy. And I just want to tell you all, today is the middle of summer, and we've got quite a show for you. If your kids are bored, it's the middle of summer. And, you know, we're done with Father's Day. We're done with the novelty of summer, you know, sleeping in and running around the neighborhood, doing this and that, and then the 4th of July, and visiting people. Here it is, the middle of summer now, and the kids are probably saying, Mom, I'm bored. Well, we got a guest coming on later on the show that's going to totally help us out with all of that, that mommy dilemma we run into every summer when the kids are bored, what to do when the kids are home from school and it's the middle of summer. All right, well, we got a great guest coming on with that. I also am so thrilled to have Ann Zediker. She is the chairwoman of the Naperville Pancreatic Cancer Walk. She's going to be on the show as well today. So don't go away. Stick around, everybody. Great show planned ahead. I want to do a shout-out to all my sponsors of the show really quick. Sullivan Steakhouse, where guests are offered a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Bocconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family-owned and operated. They've won the Small Business of the Year Award in the category of retail. And you can have some amazing pizza, the kind of food your mama wanted to eat, at Bocconi's, 630-717-9530, or check out Bocconi's.com. Do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarms.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at the low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Hey, is purchasing or refinancing a home part of your summer plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Call them at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, that number, 630-404-4272, Homebridge Financial Services. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance. They have locations in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. And if you call them today and mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, your first lesson is free, absolutely free. In fact, I forgot to mention at Bocconi, if you're a veteran and you go in there and you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, dessert is on me, guys. And gal, thanks for your service. And speaking of our servicemen, a quick announcement for all of our veterans. You have benefits, too, you know. You can receive free admission on Mondays at the Hollywood Palms, a cinema bar and eatery in Naperville. Free admission on Mondays if you mention you are a veteran. You might have to show some sort of ID, though, too. Let's just mention that. There's got to be some rules there. And if you do mention that you heard it on the Dolly McCarthy Show, I would like to buy you guys a drink. Not an alcoholic drink, though. Just an alcoholic drink on the Dolly McCarthy Show for all that you do and have done for our country. Thank you. Naper Settlement, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. By the way, Naper Nights, these are great concerts, Friday and Saturday nights throughout the summer in Naperville at Naper Settlement. The next one's coming up the weekend of July 23rd and 24th. So check that out. We're going to have it's OMT, Dick Coon's band is going to be coming in next week, and we're going to be jamming out with them. They're going to be at Naper Nights, so check out Naper Nights at Naper Settlement. I will be there. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a very, very proud sponsor, once again, for Naper Settlement, and particularly Naper Nights as well. So thanks to all the sponsors of the show. You know, this is the good show, I like to call it, the good show on WCKG 1530 AM, Tuyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Rivet Radio now in Chicago, and 1010 News Talk, the Morning Gale. Isn't that funny? I'm a Morning Gale now. But this show is live every Thursday at 1:30. So if you're listening to it live, thank you all so much. I see some of you trying to call. I have free oil changes to give away, but we have a jam-packed show. So I will send me a message on Facebook and on Twitter, and I will be happy to hook you up. It's Clark's Car Care in Naperville, and hook you up with a free oil change. How does that sound? Sounds pretty awesome. So this is a good show. I like to call it every week. We give you good news, good guests. We've got a whole studio full of good guests. Kyle Zediker is here. Kyle, say hi.
Hi.
Kyle, what brings you to the studio today? Tell everybody why you're here.
Hi, I'm Kyle, and I'm 10 years old, and I lost my grandpa from pancreatic cancer when I was very young. There's a lot of fun stuff to do at the walk, like Southpaw from the Chicago White Sox. There's also the Aurelio's Pizza Man and the Wheel of Prizes that are coming, too. There's the Culver's Custard Cart is actually coming. The Dunkin' Donuts coffee truck is coming. There's face painting and there's tree crafts, so it's really fun.
Oh, Kyle, it does sound really fun, especially because you're going to be there. And you're 10 years old,
yeah.
You said? Are all your friends and your neighbors and buddies all coming out to support you in the walk?
Yeah, a lot of them are probably going to come.
Did you tell them that, you know, how old were you when you lost your grandpa to pancreatic cancer?
Five.
Not too long ago, but do you remember your grandpa?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. It's really hard to lose someone you love.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard, especially a grandpa.
Yeah.
Especially gramps. Yeah. Now, for the walk, first of all, I should mention this walk. Kyle, thank you. You gave us a lot of good information. We should mention the dates of the walk. Maybe your sister can help out. You know what? First, I should do a proper introduction. Kyle Zediker and Darlene Zediker are here. Their mom, as I mentioned earlier in the show, is the chairwoman who brought Do you see how I combined them? Naperville
perfect,
and pancreatic?
Perfect.
We should rename the walk to Naperiatic. Okay. That's what happens when you're up at 3:30 in the morning for a workday that starts at 4 a.m. Crazy. So the Naperville Pancreatic Walk is taking place July 24th. This is, of course, in Naperville at the beautiful Naperville Riverwalk at the Pavilion. If you've ever been to Naperville or you've never been to Naperville, just look for the beach. There's this big beach in downtown Naperville, huge, and the walk is all right there. You can't miss it. 100% of every dollar raised goes directly to research. We're thrilled here at the Dolly McCarthy Show that Ann has asked us to partner and support and sponsor the event. We really hope you'll join us together. We can beat pancreatic cancer and hopefully someday, very, very soon, find a cure. We're thrilled to have Carrie Kaplan with the Lustgarten Foundation last week on. We talked all about you, Ann. Ann, is that a curve?
I'm scared.
So, Ann, thank you very much for coming to the show and bringing your crew. Your crew here. Your mother-in-law is here. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
Say hello. And you got the kids here. Lillian, by the way, I got that. Lillian is your stepmom. Lindsay Luther, she's, number one volunteer?
Partner in crime.
You're the co-chair of the walk?
Yes, co-chair.
Awesome.
Partner in crime with Ann Zedek.
How did you two become partners? Did Ann call you and say, hey, I've got this? How did this all come about? Tell us how you got involved with the Lustgarten Foundation and really brought the walk to Naperville.
You bet. So my father passed, as Kyle had said, and when he had passed, we realized that something had to get done in regards to pancreatic cancer and finding a cure. So Mom and I did a lot of internet researching and found there was an organization called the Lustgarten Foundation where every dollar raised goes to research. This is really special to us because it's not just losing dad, but it also has a hereditary factor. So we wanted to make sure that my kids and my grandkids and everyone, not only in my own family, but in our community as well, could be safe and free from this disease. Because I lived in Naperville, I knew we had this fantastic river walk. I knew it would be the perfect place to hold a walk. So after many calls and begging and pleading, they said, all right, let's do this.
You had a beg and plead?
We did, just a little.
Cute little Ann Zediker, you really had to beg and plead. I don't think anybody could say no to your mom, Kyle, except you. You probably say no once in a while. Do you give her a hard time sometimes about cleaning your room?
No.
Oh, I hope not.
That's the right answer.
How about you, Darlene? You're pretty quiet over there.
So when we walked, we decided that the Lustgarten Foundation would come out, that we would have a walk, and it was extremely successful about 5 years ago. And we just keep on getting bigger and better every single year. We're very lucky that we've met a lot of people on this road with us to try to find a cure. Lindsay Luther and I crossed paths when she had lost a friend from this disease, and we said we're just going to do everything we can to find a cure and get everyone we know and everyone that they know together and on board and raise some money for finding a cure.
Yeah, and you know what? I have to just say it. Pancreatic cancer sucks because once you find out, most people, when they find out, it's too late. It's very hard to detect. And Carrie Kaplan from the Lustgarten Foundation was in last week, and really, she really educated us on that. I had no idea, and I know someone that died very close to my ex-husband and I, and we knew someone, and we still didn't know all the facts about pancreatic cancer.
Yep,
one, the hereditary factor, that was interesting, and diet, and but really, the bottom line is it could get anybody, and it's very hard to find a clue that this is happening to you.
Absolutely. So Carrie was
my husband was a marathon runner, very healthy.
What is your husband's name? We didn't mention.
His name was Philip.
Philip, okay.
And, you know, he was a pretty healthy guy. Pagano.
Pagano, okay.
Pretty healthy guy.
He went to St. First, didn't he?
He did go to St. First.
He's from the northwest side.
Yeah, St. First.
Philip Pagano, we're honoring you today, fellow St. Ferdinand. You know, I went to St. Ferdinand, northwest sider.
But he didn't, you know, he never smoked. I mean, he did not have the normal unhealthy lifestyle. And, in fact, had a complete physical a month before he was diagnosed, and they found nothing.
Wow.
So.
Was he a smoker?
Never smoked in his life.
Wow. And he ate fairly well.
Right.
You
and
say.
He ran at least 5 miles a day.
Oh, my goodness.
So he didn't fit, you know, the typical bad decision.
Right.
You know.
So a month before he was diagnosed, he had a perfectly healthy
physical.
And then after he was diagnosed, how long before?
5 months.
5 months. That's about the average. That's
right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What I have heard from a lot of people, about 5 months.
Dad was in a band, and he actually played at Oktoberfest when it was at the Neighbor Settlement.
Really? Which band? I've been in the last 22 years.
It was Evil Ways.
Oh, okay, no. All right. Was that before I went there 22 years?
It was just, you know, like 5-6 years ago. So I'm sure
really?
You were there, but when they had hosted it at the Neighbor Settlement itself, his band played there.
And I remember it was October 5th, and he died November 20th.
Oh, my.
So he kept plugging along as long as he could.
Wow. Wow. So it was very devastating for your entire family. And for how long before you decided to do something about it? Like,
Of course, you know, after everything happened, Mom and I felt strongly that we wanted to do something. And what would that something be? And there's many different organizations out there that support cancer. However, the amount of money they give to pancreatic cancer in particular is so little that some of the bigger organizations weren't enough for us. We really wanted to do something about this typical, non-typical cancer, which is pancreatic cancer, and do something specifically just for that cancer.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to find something that would make a difference. And when we found an organization that donates every dollar to research, they don't pay any admin fees, they don't do anything like that. As you learned last week with Carrie on board, since the Lustgarten Foundation was sponsored through Cablevision, they pick up those administrative costs. So every dollar is going to research, and it was assigned. That was what we had to do, is we had to meet that organization, work with that organization, and bring a walk to Naperville and make it happen.
Yeah, I was so impressed. Well, 18 years ago when they started, there was only, 100 researchers, maybe even less, actually. I wish I had my notes from last week in front of me.
I listened to your show last week, and it was a very small,
very
it was
small
less
number.
Under, it was like,
now it's in the thousands.
Right.
So I can't believe, and that's just from the Lust Gardens effort.
Absolutely.
To see the change in just 18 years. Now, granted, we haven't seen tremendous change in diagnosis and finding a cure, really, tremendous change. We really haven't. So we've got a long road ahead of us.
I mean, when my husband was diagnosed, they told us that the survival rate was 4%. And since then, so 5 years,
I think it's
20 years ago since he was diagnosed. No, it's like 8%.
Yeah, and I don't think, yeah, I think, I got to look at my facts, but she said something about living a little better. You know, there's things that they can, now medication, so they can live a little bit longer. The longevity is there, but not, you know, not a cure. So
we're going to beat those odds.
Well, Anne, I really admire you and your, you know, go get it, you know, attitude. It's typical Napervillian. But you know what? I shouldn't say that. She's on the Northwest side. We're fighters. We are fighters. And, you know, I just really admire you in going out there and making a difference and getting everybody involved, your kids. So, Darlene, what did your mom have you do with the walk? Tell us your role in those.
Well, I have to do service hours for my high school and confirmation, and I help with the walk to fill my service hours by volunteering and help, and it also helps my family too.
Fantastic. Good. So when you're there on the 20th, by the way, everybody, if you're just tuning in, July 24th, the Napervillian Pavilion is the Napervillian Pancreatic Cancer Walk. You can go to, what's the website, Ann, real quick, Will?
The best website to go to is www.lustgarden.org, and you'll be able to find the walk through there. That's the easiest and simplest way.
Okay, but they also can register at pancreaticcancerresearchevents.org. That's a little long and tricky.
I'm glad you said that, not me.
Okay. And you gave me a number here. Is this a phone number for Lustgarden Foundation?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that number is 866-789-1000. You can register for the walk. You don't have to walk. You don't have to be healthy.
You know what's the best part of the walk is just bringing together friends and family of those who've been stricken together by this disease to honor them and also feel like we're working towards making a difference. So anyone is welcome to come out. There's a lot of new things that we're going to have, just a lot of fantastic options for families as well. Lindsay, would you be able to mention a couple of those?
Sure.
Okay, let's go right up to the mic, Lindsay.
Okay.
We have three mics for five people. We're going to make this work. A little closer to the mic so we can hear you really well.
Okay. So I'm Lindsay Luther, and just a little bit about my background with pancreatic cancer is December 8th, 2014, I lost one of my best friends to pancreatic cancer. She battled it a year and a half.
How old was she?
She was 31 when she passed away.
And tell me a little bit about her. Was she a smoker? Was she?
Erin was perfectly healthy. Is she
hereditary factor?
Her grandma did have it.
Wow.
So she ended up just having pains in like her stomach and didn't know what they were, and she finally went in to the doctor, and she was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And at that point, she was told that the survival was going to be very little. But I respect her, and every day I think about her. And she has really brought me to Lustgarden. In fact, right after she passed away, I really wanted to do something about it. And I didn't know where to start, where to go. And a commercial for Lustgarden popped up on the TV. And I was just sitting there, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh. And I have not seen that commercial again. So I truly believe that was Erin kind of trying to communicate with me to do something about it.
Wow.
And at that point, I said to myself, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to work hard. And I decided that I was going to help Anne run the pancreatic cancer walk. We have a huge guest coming. We have Southpaw from the Chicago White Sox.
Yes, huge. So, but Anne, we're Northwest Siders. What happened to our what's the Cubs mascot? Is his name Charlie?
His name is Cubby, I believe. He was going to be in Miami. I did check the Cubs.
All right. All right. To be fair, on the Northwest side, we do have Sox fans, and I am a Sox fan. But you know.
Yeah,
so
actually,
we're thrilled. That
actually, even though Anne's dad grew up on the Northwest side, he was a Sox fan.
All right. Yeah, that's great. I think that's so wonderful that he'll be there. How fun is that?
Yeah, so okay. I'm truly excited.
Who else is going to be there?
Well, let's see. The 101.9 is going to be our DJ there. So we're thrilled that they were able to take part in our walk. And we're going to have an ice cream van. I can't remember the name, Ann.
As Kyle said, it's the custard cart from Culver's, but they will be there.
Yeah, Kyle did mention that. Yeah.
In addition to
free ice cream? Free custard?
Free custard.
Kyle, is that right? Okay, I'm just checking with Kyle here.
And then we're going to also have a treat truck that's going to be there.
Oh, fantastic. It sounds wonderful. Okay, so what time should people be there? Give us the details on the day.
Sure. So the walk starts at 9 a.m., and it goes till about 11 o'clock. So you can start getting there a little bit before 9. I know guests start to kind of arrive around 8:30-ish, and the registration begins at 8, and the actual walk itself starts at 9 in the morning.
We're also going to have some fantastic raffle baskets this year. We have over $5,000 of items that have been donated to put together about 10 to 15 baskets. So certainly please join us on the Riverwalk. These fantastic raffle baskets will be there. We'll have some mascots there. We'll have some treats there. We'll have some coffee drinks. Kyle, you're not allowed to have any coffee. Just saying that day. We'll do a little walking, and we'll just all be together and have a great time in order to honor the ones that we cared about and to give hope to those who are fighting the disease right now.
Yeah, for sure. You are giving a lot of hope. So, Lillian, you've got something you wanted to say.
I just wanted to stress that, you know, a lot of people feel, well, I can't walk. So, I mean, you don't have to walk. Come out, show your support. We don't care if you walk.
Mm-hmm. You have a ribbon on you that is purple. Is that the color for pancreatic cancer?
Yes.
Okay. I never knew that there was a ribbon for pancreatic cancer.
Yes.
Purple.
Purple.
Everything is purple, Dolly. Our phone cases are purple. Our bags are
My
purple.
My daughter Rachel's here today, and her favorite color is purple. Oh, I see you bought some ribbons.
We did.
Oh, right. So purple is the color for pancreatic cancer. Did not know that. That's good to know. I'm learning so much from this whole walk. This is so wonderful. So July 24th is the date you can register. You don't have to walk, but why not? It's going to be a beautiful day in Naperville on that day, that's for sure. And I remember the walk a couple of years ago. There was so much food.
There will be tons.
Tell us all about the food, because that pulls people in.
Food.
Lindsay, you want to tell us about the food?
So we picked up bananas, and we have a bunch of juice. We have, I think, granola bars. Is that right? Yeah, we have granola bars. Culver's is coming out, so there's going to be custard there. So we're going to have a bunch of fun stuff to do.
Yeah.
And Southpaw will be there to pose for pictures. We have a selfie picture station where I'm going to decorate a bunch of frames, and people can just take pictures in them, and Southpaw will be there if anyone would like to have a picture with Southpaw.
Oh, that's so awesome. It sounds really, really fun. And
it's going to be a blast. I mean, I know I really wanted to book a mascot from the Chicago team.
Did I make her feel bad? No, Southpaw is great. Anyway, it's all great.
Buzz Garden was great about it, and Cablevision was great. I just wanted to bring something fun to the walk, because we're all there because we've been affected by the disease. And that's great that we can kind of be there to help each other out through it. But I also wanted to bring something fun. And I said to myself, I'm going to book a Chicago mascot, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to book that mascot. And that's how we kind of came up with that.
Were the Chicago White Sox really, really helpful and accommodating?
They were wonderful. Did have to find a larger changing room than a regular bathroom because of the size of his costume. But they're very protective of Southpaw, and they want what's best for him. It was very obvious.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's hot in that costume, too.
It's going to be very hot. I'm actually almost praying that it's not too hot just for his sake.
Yeah.
We'll give him some custard.
He'll be fine.
I figure he's used to it.
So it's a walk. It's a day of hope. It's a day of celebration, because we're one step at a time. We're one step closer to finding a cure and making a difference. But I also think there's probably going to be people there that are actually still battling this disease.
There will be.
And it's going to be very inspiring and uplifting for them.
I know. I held a fundraiser in Naperville in front of the Starbucks on Jefferson. And I was able to talk to a lot of people in the community and actually talk to some people that were battling it. And they were at stage 4, and they had the same hope Aaron had. They were going to beat it, and they were going to do everything they can to beat it. And it was just wonderful to see how positive they were. But it was also very, very, very hard to see.
Yeah, especially for them, because it really isn't a disease that has a happy ending.
And
especially at stage 4.
At stage four, you're pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coach Kip, we were trying to reach out to him. He was a girls' basketball coach.
Why does his name sound familiar?
Maine West. He was a huge coach. Like, he did a lot of things and won a lot of awards, from my understanding.
Did Coach Kip die of pancreatic cancer? Is that why you're bringing him up? Okay.
Monday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Monday, I believe it. I got noticed as a principal because...
Wait, is this in Meaton? Where is this?
It's in Des Plaines, Maine West.
Maine West, okay.
And we were going to reach out to him to come to the walk, but unfortunately...
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear
that. He passed on Monday, so our condolences to walk.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sorry.
They're going through things.
Yeah. Well, hopefully
really
maybe this will help them basically come. And it's always good to be around people that feel your pain and been through it and want to support you.
I agree with you.
Well, I'm so sorry about all your losses, all of you. Everybody's got, it seems, a story, and it's just, what do you do next? And I, Anne, thank you for, and Lindsay, thank you for, you know, seeing the sign, you know, and stepping up and making this huge effort. It is not an easy job what you're doing at all. Big job with all these folks. How many people do you have registered now?
I think we have about 250 that are committed to the walk right now, and we're hoping to double or even triple that. As we were mentioning before, 101.9 is going to be DJing the day of, and the reason for that is because they had lost Barry Keith earlier this year to pancreatic cancer. He's a very he's a local, longtime radio newsman, and I'm sure all of you have heard his booming voice on the radio
before.
Yeah. He was only 62, and it was definitely a tragic thing that had happened to them. But we are very honored to have them there supporting us this day, and just make the most of it.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for having us here today, as well as having Carrie last week. And, you know, there are many people who we've met them and or their families this year through the walk. We're going to be certainly honoring an Aurora police sergeant who had passed at 37. He's going to be bringing a big team out to the walk. There's a lady who's 31 who's a local resident and has a one-year-old daughter, and her crew will be coming out to the walk as well. And there are just a lot of people who we've met along this way in their journey, and we are lucky to meet them and share this experience with them and battle our way towards finding a cure.
Yeah. Wow. I love how you mentioned all these folks that are going to be coming, that are going through that. So you also are wearing, all wearing the same kind of T-shirt here. Tell me about the T-shirt.
Well, my niece actually designed the T-shirt, and that's because the first year we did the walk, and it's to honor her Aunt Carol, who was... So my husband's brother's sister-in-law died of pancreatic cancer.
Okay, your husband's brother's sister-in-law. So they weren't related, really.
No,
but,
no.
Okay.
And then the woman in the middle, Marjorie, is actually my niece's husband's grandmother. And then my husband, Phil Pagano. So we made these T-shirts to honor those three people the first year that we did the walk.
I love the T-shirts, and I see the is that Phil's guitar with the wings on it?
Yeah.
I love it.
And then
there's wings.
And then the wings, the angel wings were for Carol Rossi because she collected angels. That was my niece's aunt. And then the bird was for Marjorie. I don't know the story behind that because that was my my niece's.
Yeah,
husband's grandmother. So I'm not really sure what that was for.
So the whole family is wearing these, the Zediger Pagano family.
Yeah.
And Marjorie and the Rossi family.
Right.
Marjorie.
So,
what's her last name? We didn't mention it.
Marjorie.
Landa, it looks like.
Yeah.
Okay. And anything on the back? I just love these T-shirts. I love how, you know, look it. If you want to do this walk, get the family involved and design a T-shirt.
It says, supporting the fires, admiring the survivors, honoring the fallen, and never, ever giving up hope.
All right. Ann, tell me about your dad.
Mom, why don't you talk about Dad?
Can you do that?
Kyle, do you want to tell us about Dad?
Tell us about
Grandpa.
Grandpa was, like, really fun, and, like, he would always put a smile on our faces. He was just, like, a really nice guy, and he would always make sure everybody had a fun time.
Aw. I bet he's super proud of you.
Yeah.
And your sister, too.
Mm-hmm.
Especially your mom.
Yeah.
And we almost had to shut down my wedding because Dad was dancing on the table. So he was a super fun guy. He was in a band. And everyone who ever had the chance to have their paths cross him remembers him and what a great guy he was.
Aw, I love that. I love that we're honoring your dad and people that you knew and family members. It's wonderful. And so if you're listening to the show, this is a sign, folks, that you need to come and join us in Naperville on July 24th for the Naperville, the Lust Garden Foundation's Pancreatic Cancer Research Walk is going to be held in Naperville. Is this the only one in the area, Ann?
There is one other walk that is a combined walk that is done in the Chicago area, but that is done in April. So
okay.
For right now, every July we have the one that is in Naperville, and there's a Chicago walk that is also done in April.
Okay, nice. Well, this is guaranteed good weather here.
Great weather. In a pavilion, as a matter of fact. So even if it's not so great weather, we're still going to have a wonderful time because we'll be covered in the pavilion.
Yes, for sure. So, Darlene, what does this walk mean to you besides honoring your grandpa?
It means a lot because, like, my grandpa, he was, like, so funny. And, like, I miss him a lot because he was always, like, a really, like, fun person to hang out with, and he could always make me smile.
Aw. You know, it's so good to keep talking about those that have died before us, especially, you know, grandparents. My father passed away when I was 20, right before my wedding. And, you know, I've never had someone close to me pass away. He died suddenly. He had diabetes, and he died of a massive heart attack, suddenly gone. And I was very young. 20 is young to lose a parent. But I will say this, you know, what I like about this whole group here is you're talking about your dad, your grandpa, and that's what you got to do. You got to always remember, talk about the memories, good and the bad, you know. And, you know, my dad had a temper. So we all laugh about that, that little temper he had. Well, you know, with 14 kids, he did his best.
Wow.
But there are so many great qualities in today. In fact, I was going through the Ancestry.com, and I got his draft card. I had all the stuff that I was pulling out. And it's so good to talk about grandparents and keep their memory alive. And what better way than to honor him through this walk? So I really admire your mom and all the work that she's doing. It's great that you guys are involved. So are these are your two children?
I have one more, but she's driving the streets of Naperville. She's learning how to drive.
Are you
so
serious?
Absolutely. I'm terrified.
Be warned, everybody. How about you, Lindsay? You look like a Naperville. Are you in Naperville or are you in Des Plaines?
I actually live in Wheaton.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I think I mentioned Wheaton along the way in this interview.
I was 1 year old.
Yeah. So we're going to have people from Wheaton coming in. You got your friends over there coming and supporting you. We're going to have a great variety.
And
you don't have to be just from Naperville.
And I'm in Elmhurst.
Yeah.
So we lived in Elmhurst.
Fantastic. So what does this walk mean to you other than honoring your friend and making a difference? What have you taken away from this? Is this your first year getting involved with Anne or?
Yes. Well, this is our first year really working closely together. Last year we met a wonderful lady from Mississippi, and her name was Shayla, and she donated like $200 worth of jewelry that she had made. And I contacted Lesgarn about it because she wanted us to sell it at the walk last year, and they directed me to Anne. So that's how Anne and I met, and from that point on, we have been driven to find a cure. And I think every single time that I continue to hear that it has taken someone else, I just break down and I just cry because there's got to be an end to it. I do so much fundraising.
What else do you do besides the walk all through the year? Do you continue at it all through the year? And
I don't stop to the point where my body might be getting a little worn down. But no, I am actually hosting a fundraiser at the Naperville McDonald's right on like Ogden and Naperville Road on July 13th from 4 to 7
p.m. I'm glad you mentioned this. This is great.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I arranged that with McDonald's. McDonald's was absolutely wonderful. So 20% of the proceeds will go to pancreatic research.
Oh, fantastic. Let's hear from McDonald's. All
yeah,
right.
So McDonald's was wonderful to work with. So I'm truly excited about that. I have one outside of Ultra Foods on Saturday.
Tell us about it.
I just sit there and I hand out candy and smile and if people want to donate, I'll connect donations. But the
she wants to dance, anything for a dollar.
I can do anything. But most of all, it's just raising awareness in our communities because
it's hard to go through what you went through. I see what you're trying to do here. You don't want people. You're a protector. You don't want people to go through the pain that you went through.
It was
or your friend.
Probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to see. I was with Erin while she was going. Her husband called me while I was at school. I teach special needs children. And her husband called me, and I just dropped my phone, and I just started bawling. So at that point, I went up to Dixon, where Erin lives, and to be with her and her daughter and her husband. Her family was there and everything. And one of our best friends from college came in from Tennessee. Or, I'm sorry, Kentucky, I believe. Tennessee or Kentucky.
Close
enough. Yes, one of those.
How is her daughter? How long ago did Erin pass?
She died in 2014.
Okay.
Yeah. So her daughter was one when she passed away.
Oh, wow. Well, that's not fair. It's just not fair.
It's not fair. It just absolutely breaks my heart. And Erin is still very much alive. Whenever Reagan gets upset, they show pictures of Aaron, and she manages to just calm down.
Mm.
Her husband recently just got remarried, so she will have a mother.
Yeah. Oh. Well, she always has a mother, but it's
she
nice.
She will
that
always have a
you gotta
mother.
Give it. You gotta hand it to those stepmoms. They're
yeah,
amazing.
The stepmoms gotta give it to them.
For stepping
gotta
in
give
and
them credit.
Give
yeah.
them some credit. And speaking of stepmoms, Lillian here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the
You're
show.
Welcome.
You got anything to say? You get the last word.
Okay. One of the things, one of the big things they're trying to do with research, I don't think a lot of people realize, is there is absolutely no way to detect pancreatic cancer early.
Right.
There's no test for it. Like I told you, my husband went for a complete physical a month before, nothing.
Right.
So one of the big things that the research, I mean, that's the first thing that we are trying to accomplish here is to at least come up with some sort of test so that people could have an early warning. Right now, there isn't one.
Right.
So
right.
until you, and when once you have a symptom, you're usually stage four.
Yeah. How close are we to getting this test?
I am not sure. I mean, I hear more and more. I know that, in fact, I was telling Anne, they're actually trying to work now on the hereditary factors, and they want people who have it in their families to register, and I think they're going to start.
Carrie mentioned that last week when she was
yeah,
on there.
So they're just beginning. I think they're closer than they were 6 years ago, but right as of right now, there would be no way you could go get yourself tested.
Well, someday we hope that we can have that test and we can eradicate, get rid of this disease altogether. It's horrific. And but again, we can make a difference. So not to give up hope, folks. What were the statistics about her? Like the number two? So
yeah,
bad. I should have
well,
had her notes from last
week. It just surpassed breast cancer.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's now
yeah.
more deadly than breast cancer.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So we're gonna have a day of walk to honor the victims of this horrific disease that takes lives without much notice and within a matter of months. If you want more information about pancreatic cancer, find out maybe you should maybe talk to your families this summer, the family picnics, find out if anybody's had it in the family or maybe a great-grandpa or grandma. You know, find out and get checked. Why not? Get checked. And see, but I don't know if you can get checked, right? But I mean, like, you know, talking to your doctor about it. Have a conversation with them. But definitely come to the Pancreatic Cancer Research Walk on July 24th. Learn more about it. And there's going to be information there, I'm assuming. But you can also go to the website, Lustgarten Foundation. Ann Zediker, amazing woman here, who started the Naperville Pancreatic Cancer Walk. Yeah, okay, I only lived there 22 years. I just can't spit it out. And Lillian, her mother-in-law is here, or stepmom, I should say. Hello,
hey.
Stepmom. This happens. This is what happens when you're up at 4 a.m. working. There's no excuses, really. Lindsay Luther, also the co-chair of this event. Thanks for everything you're doing and sharing your story and talking about Erin. We're honoring her too. Really, wanted you guys both to come back on the show too and let us know how the walk was and let us know any future fundraisers that you're doing. Lindsay, oh my goodness. I love that we got
those.
Did you
see how my face lit up?
Yes. Let us know. And last but not least, Darlene and
yes.
Kyle, thank you guys for coming on the show. It was great to hear from you.
Thank you for having us.
I'm looking forward to seeing you at the walk on the 24th. It's going to be a beautiful day. Thanks, you guys.
We'll see you.
Thank you so much for everything you're doing.
Bye-bye.
All right. We've got Dr. Vanessa LaPointe coming up next to talk about kids and summer boredom. Huh? Are your kids bored this summer? Come on. Are you guys bored, Darlene and Kyle?
Yeah.
Seriously? Do you seriously throw that on your mother that you're bored? Did she give you chores to do? Or, Anne, how do you get creative with this?
You know, we've got some summer reading, some summer math,
all
some
right,
volleyball,
all right,
all
right.
Some sports. We're going to do our best to make it happen, but we have to have fun, too.
All right. Sounds good. All right, you guys enjoy the rest of your summer. We'll see you later on this month at the walk. And stick around, everybody. I'm going to play a quick song. And Dr. Vanessa LaPointe is going to be on very soon to help solve this dilemma.
Ooh, yeah.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I'm hurting, babe. I'm broken down. I need you.
red velvet. I want that sugar sweet. Don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man. There ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. Gal on the radio, you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, well, that was so fun talking to Ann Zediker and discussing the Naperville pancreatic cancer walk. I'm so excited about that. July 24th, if you missed the interview, please go back and listen, especially if you missed last week. Lots of great information and get educated about this deadly cancer. And come join us at the walk. Love to see you. It's going to be a great day. Another quick shout out before we talk to Dr. Vanessa LaPointe. She's going to be talking to us about, you know, summer. You know, it means a lot of things to kids. Freedom and fun. Of course, school's out. And here we are almost in mid-July. And for parents, it means the kids are constantly needing to be entertained, right? Parents everywhere can are just exhausted with the I'm bored and there's nothing to do attitude that sets in after a few weeks of the summer. We all know it. I'm dealing with that too. So Dr. Vanessa LaPointe is going to be here to tell us more about that and how what we can do and what we can say to our kids. It's going to help us. Parents, hang in there. Let's do a quick shout out to Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in their massage chairs, emission experts. For over 10 years, check out clarkscarcare.com. Happy cars, happy owners, and say hello to my friend Matt Weber over there. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Thanks for supporting the show, guys. And Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oakbrook. I think I mentioned this before. I didn't invent dancing. This is the best way to teach. I'm going to do another shout-out to them. Love that dancing over at Arthur Murray. Okay. So, Dr. Vanessa LaPointe. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us today. And a lot of parents
it's my
are
pleasure.
Just like, good word, for what is the, what do you need to do to solve this dilemma that the kids tell you in the midsummer? I'm bored, Mom. We hear it all the time. So help us out. What do we do? I'm a mother of five, and I still haven't cracked the code.
Well, mother of five. That makes me tired even just hearing that, Dolly. I'll tell you what. I have a really easy answer to the question. In terms of what we do when our kids are bored and we're trying to just survive the summer. And the answer to the question is, we're going to do nothing.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
In
okay.
doing nothing, what we're going to be gifting our children is an opportunity for the healthiest development possible. And, of course, that's not to say that we're going to neglect them all summer long and never plan field trips and never plan any kind of outings or organized time where we are actually involved in the entertaining of them, but that we are going to create quite a bit of space, actually, in our schedules to just allow for boredom to set in and to really find ways to sit with boredom so that children's minds can come alive and the development in terms of their brain development, but also their development of self and the way they understand themselves can really play out in the way that nature intended for it to do.
Listen, folks, Dr. Vanessa knows what she says. And you know what? She's been supporting families and children for more than 15 years with her work as a registered psychologist, parenting expert, and the founder of the Wishing Star LaPointe Developmental Clinic. She's also written a book, Discipline Without Damage, How to Get Your Kids to Behave Without Messing Them Up. Well, I like that. I need to pick up that book. So she is a psychologist, parenting expert, and as I mentioned, the founder of the Wishing Star LaPointe Development Clinic. Dr. Vanessa, where do you live? You're a mother of two sons, I've heard, too.
Yeah, I have two boys. They're age 9 and 12 years old. My 12-year-old is size 13 feet as of this summer. So they're definitely growing. And I'm actually in Vancouver, Canada.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hey there. Isn't that what they say up there in Canada?
I think they say A. And we say sorry a lot. Sorry and A. Although I'll tell you, I was in Chicago just a couple of weeks back, and what a beautiful city.
Oh, I'm sorry we missed you, because you could have been in the studio with us. But I'm glad that we
there you go.
Got you on the show to talk about this. So you say, so there's no answer. You don't have to give them an answer. Let them be bored. I'm not sure how old you are, but, you know, this is how it was when I was a kid. My parents...
I'm old enough that I have to color my gray hair.
Hi, Donna Gale. Well, of course we remember this stuff. But why are parents today not doing it? Why do we feel like we constantly have to entertain our children? Are we making
I think it's a few things. I think part of it is that we really have been sort of pressed as a generation of parents into this frenzy of needing to give our kids the best chance and make them learn at the youngest age so that they have, you know, a foot up by the time they enter into the classroom, so they can get into Harvard, so they can get into Yale. Like we're on that track from the very early beginnings. And what's happened is it's created a parenting culture where we feel a lot of guilt if we're not front and center all the time with our kids doing stuff and getting them into programs and making sure that they're getting that head start. And so in that culture of guilt and in that culture of worrying about whether we're doing enough to have them develop the best possible way, we've actually started over-parenting our children and filling their lives up too much with us entertaining and structuring and guiding their time rather than just leaving them to be. And I don't know what it was like when you were a child, but when I was a child, I mean, I went outside at 9 o'clock in the morning, and my mom was lucky to get me home for a meal during the day. And I was in the forest behind our home pretending I was Laura Ingalls Wilder from Little House on the Prairie for like 8 hours a day.
I did too. Didn't come home to the streetlights came on. And mom didn't, you know, she didn't freak out. It was just the way it was. And the thing is, this is how we were raised. I wonder when this all changed. Was it the child psychologist that told us you parents need to be more engaged in their lives? What happened? How does society change to create these parents that are constantly entertaining? It's not the kids. We can't blame the kids.
No, this is definitely on us. And I think part of what happened is the worry, I mean, I think it was well-intentioned. We started all of this research into looking at how can we give kids a head start. And so this started to become dinner table conversations for parents. And out of that emerged the parenting expert culture, where you have all these people all the time telling parents what to do and how to do it with their kids. And there's, you know, everything online and different feeds that you can follow and a million and one books that you can read. And all of these things. And so we're hyper-focused on being really, really awesome parents. And we forgot, actually, that our children are born wired to be great at growing up and developing. And our job is just sort of to remove the impediments and to pave the way and allow nature to unfold in the way that it was meant to unfold.
Yeah, so you say boredom is necessary for healthy development. So in what ways is that?
Well, let's think about it from an adult example. So let's think about your life, and I was listening in on your show before, and I understand that you've been up since 3:30 this morning, which, Dolly, we probably need to talk about that. Think about your life and think about what happens when you become very, very busy. So you're working a million hours a day and you're stressed out and you're running here and there and you don't really have a lot of settled, quiet, restful time in your mind. It's when you become mired in the busy, stressful go, go, go of everyday life that you start to lose a sense of yourself. You start to lose all of your creative juices. You start to become really just a robot to the schedule and to the life around you. And then you might put on the brakes and and let's say you go on a 2 or 3 week holiday. And I don't know what happens to you, but when I go off on a 2 or 3 week holiday, the first week is just a recovery week. And by the time I set into the second week, my mind is starting to work again. And I'm starting to think of all sorts of creative things that I want to get going at my clinic, or that I want to write about on my blog, or that I want to sort of put into play. I get creative about how I'm handling life with my children. I can start to see the bigger picture again. And so it's only when I make my life still enough and quiet enough that I actually, from somewhere deep inside myself, can begin to emerge and really be who it is that I am and bring to light all of the talents and ideas that I have to share. And so the same thing is true of our children, only that this is true of them during a time in development when it actually matters in terms of how their brains wire up, and also how they develop their own sense of self and self-concept. And so we need for our children to sit in their silence, to sit and be bored, to be forced to reconcile themselves to that sort of more restful quiet, and then wait to see what happens. And what will happen every single time is that from somewhere deep inside, it will begin to bubble up and out of them, and they'll begin to create. They'll find stuff to do. They will naturally gravitate towards the things that speak to their soul and that allow them to develop skills and other stuff that they need to be developing for their stage in development.
I totally agree with you 100%. And being stillness, let me just point this out, folks, too. Stillness and quiet doesn't mean being in front of a screen. You know. I said, go in your room, be bored, do something. And I go in there after, 45 minutes, and he might be on his cell phone. Oh, that's not how it works. Got to take the cell phone away. Even if they tell you you're not going to touch it, just take it away. Remove it from them. And they're going to definitely probably... Dr. Vanessa, would you say they're going to go through some withdrawal and freak
for
out
sure.
a little bit? Hang on. Hang in there. Be strong as a parent. This is where the job as parent comes in. We're not, listen to me, this is where I'm getting up on my soapbox. We're not supposed to be their best friends. We're not supposed to be their friends. We're supposed to parent first. We get the best of friendship later when we have grandchildren.
You're 100% right.
Strong as parents and not give in to this. So, what are some tips that you might offer parents to when your kid says, I'm bored? I loved how you said respond with, I love bored, and do nothing. But really, what are some tips just to get us going, give us the strength to keep going and set up these bored days for our children? What should we do?
Yeah.
Put a note on the front door saying no today. What kind of things can we do to make it successful?
So the first thing is that you need to get comfortable with this yourselves as parents. So to really recognize that you need to put your guilt to rest around all of this, to find enough energy reserves in yourself so that when their opposition to having to sit in their boredom really comes forward, you're able to sit with that and not in a yelly, shouty, awful way, but you're able to sit with that in a way that's just really settled yourself and you're full of compassion and kindness and caring for them, but that you continue to not rush in and fill up the boredom, that you actually force them to sit. And so the first thing is that as parents, you need to get yourselves into the right mindset about this so that you're prepared to take on any opposition or any sort of unsettling feelings that might be coming out of your child as they communicate their own discomfort with having to sit in their boredom. And then the next thing is that we really, even though we're not going to be rushing in to entertain and provide all of this stuff around them, we do need to be supportive of creating an environment and a world around our children that is conducive to them being successful in their boredom. And so part of that is to remove impediments or things that may interfere with them actually really settling deeply into that state of being still inside themselves and actually landing on boredom. And one of the examples of that you've already brought up is the screens. And the screens are, I'll tell you as a psychologist who works with lots of parents and kids, it's the number one conversation coming into my office these days, especially around surviving summer, where the screens get in the way. And so in my house, the way that we've structured it and the way that I often coach different parents to structure it is to really have some boundaries and guidelines laid out in your home about when and where we use screens. Now, the guidelines around that are that for children under two, there should be zero screen exposure for them at all. Even background screen exposure is not recommended. So having a TV running in the background while your two-year-old's playing on the carpet, for example. For kids age 2 to 7, it's an hour a day. And for kids 7 years and older, it's maximum 2 hours a day, all screen exposure combined. So we adhere to those guidelines in my home. In fact, my children are limited to just an hour a day.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to talk over you. I love this, and I wish I could be successful at this. I'm going to try. I think I'm going to try after summer's over, though. But I really am. No, I want to start now, but I don't know. But, you know, kids, no way. They are not doing less than 2 hours, those 8, 9, 10-year-olds. They're doing Snapchat and all those things. You know, Dr. Vanessa, I am almost out of time here, but I would love to have you back on come fall when we're back to see how we can get order in our home and get the kids focused.
Yeah, I'd love to chat about that.
Have you back on. It's been great talking to you today, and thanks for all the great information you've given us. We've been talking to Dr. Vanessa LaPointe, who is a celebrated child psychologist, parenting expert, and founder of the Wishing Star LaPointe Developmental Clinic. And you can find out more about her. She's got a Facebook page. And Twitter at Dr. VLA Point, and the website as well. So check out those websites. We're going to post it all on our social media as well to help you out. But Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much. Yeah, hey there. We love Canada. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And a really quick message to all of you looking for something to do this coming week. The Taste of Park Ridge is happening. Food Fun and Summer Sun, July 14th, 15th. And 16th, enjoy free entertainment, the Chamber of Business Expo, the children's attractions, and sensational senior programs. And don't forget the fabulous food. 25 Tastes offering a wide variety of delectable treats that will tease your taste buds. For further details, visit their website, tasteofparkridge.com. The Deli McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of the Taste of Park Ridge. Thank you all for tuning in this week. It's been great. We'll see you all next week. Thanks again. Please like the Deli McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow on Twitter. Really appreciate it. Have a good one, guys. Take care of each other and be good to each other. We'll see you next week.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.